It's the debut of the first internet-only podcast on WSMIRadio.com. This is The Brushback with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch. My name is David Jenkins. I'm joined by Kyle Herschelman, sports editor and my partner in crime, sports editor at the Journal News, I should say. Kyle, thank you. Not thank you for joining me, because you're going to be joining me every day. We're co-hosts in this.
That's the point. Well, not every week.
Every week, yeah. That's my bad. We're off to a great start.
I'm a big fan of the music that you came up with. I think it's got a little Blondie feel to it.
Doesn't it?
So, yeah, I like that. It works.
So, thank you for listening, first of all, because this is our first ever internet-only podcast on WSMIRadio.com, at least that I know of. It's the first one I've done. What we're going to kind of be focusing on here is primarily high school sports, but we'll throw in the professional sports every once in a while, too, I'm sure, and we'll goof off. And,
especially in the off-season. I really feel like if anybody listens to these first few episodes, they'll really be in for just a terrible listening experience.
So thank you.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
No, it's going to be fun. You know, like I said, I've done a couple podcasts in the past, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, it'd be another opportunity to talk about high school sports and beyond.
How are your levels in your ear, I should say, first of all? I know I'm glad we're catching this while we're recording, but still.
It sounds good to me. Okay, I'm
not too loud or anything?
No, I'm good.
We can adjust it as we go. It's okay. Also, now that I think of it, these will also be airing every Monday, at some point Monday in the afternoon. So thank you for that. So
awesome.
Follow us on Twitter. I created a Twitter feed today. I don't know if you saw that I followed you.
I did not. I'm very excited, though. You know,
Brushback WSMI is what it's called.
That's beautiful.
So please follow us on Twitter. I think we have no followers right now at the time of this.
At the time of the airing. Yeah. So hopefully by the end of this, we'll have at least one if I get on my phone.
I haven't even followed it with my Twitter feed yet, so that's how we're doing right now.
No, like I said, it should be fun, and we're both pretty passionate about sports, and especially sports in our area, so give the listeners more of what they may or may not want.
Absolutely. Well, today we've got a few topics lined out. One of the more, I guess you could say, the more serious things we're going to talk about is not necessarily serious, but we're going to go over the high school football schedules that were announced last week, but we'll push that off. We're going to do a couple of fun topics to start. One is favorite Illinois baseball players. Now, these are professional baseball players that either lived in Illinois or born in Illinois. I guess primarily born in Illinois.
Yeah, we'll go most of them born. I try to go born and raised. Yeah. You know, like we were discussing earlier, Ricky Henderson, born in Chicago, pretty much raised in Oakland. So as
spent all of a month in Illinois.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but I don't really count him as an Illinois guy. Robin Yount was kind of the same way with, I think he was kind of born on the border of Indiana and Illinois. So, there are some guys like that, you know, but I tried to, go with some guys that were, you know, you're known to be from Illinois.
Right. You did a lot more research on this than I did, so you might be carrying this part of the show. But let's get into it. We can go over some. We'll just focus on discussion. We're going to do a fun draft later on, but right now we're just going to discuss our favorite Illinois baseball players.
You know, and for me, you know, one of the first ones that popped up whenever I was kind of researching, you know, and looking at it was Jim Thome. Mm-hmm. You know, guy that's not in the Hall of Fame yet. But
probably going to get there.
Yeah, I would think so. 612 home runs, almost 1,700 RBIs, both of them first amongst players born in Illinois. You know, 276 average.
He played there's always, you know, there's always those guys, those voters. We talk about him getting in the Hall of Fame. There's always those who aren't going to vote for him because he played during the steroid era. Not that he was ever linked or tested positive.
I was going to say, the only thing Jim Thome's testing positive for is maybe a donut. I mean, you know, I mean, not that he was, not that he was a fat guy, but, you know, a bigger guy.
Yeah.
You know, he looked like, you know, somebody that could go out there and, mm-hmm. and, you know, just womp the snot out of the ball.
There's always those guys, though. They will, because they played during the steroid era, they will refuse to vote for them. And I think Ken Griffey Jr., he is the closest a player has ever come to becoming unanimous. And he wasn't unanimous because voters said, you know, I will not vote for guys who played during the steroid era, regardless of if they had any ties or not. So.
And this is what is wrong with democracy. Yeah. You know, we shouldn't have voting. Just cruel overlords, you know. No, it's just that's
sounds like we're getting into a bigger picture here.
that's dumb to me. You know, I mean, yeah. Why in the world would you punish somebody that, you know, I mean, and you have no idea. I mean, I guess there's a possibility, you know, that guys like Tomey or others, you know, did, you know, partake. But I don't find it possible. But
yeah.
But Tomey's right. Tomey's also a guy I relate with Illinois, you know. I think they were going to rename the city of Peoria after him at some point in time. So,
Tomey, Illinois. That'd be interesting.
But, you know, Big Hunter, you know, you always, you know, hunts in the area.
That's
areas,
baseball players so. In general, it seems yeah. like. All those guys.
Yeah, you know, so, it like I said, he's somebody that I think of whenever I think of Illinois. So, yeah. You know, he was on my list.
That's a really good one. Jim Tomey, that probably... Probably the top one, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good one. You know, there's several Hall of Famers on there.
Jim Bottomley. Local ties.
Yeah, Oglesby boy, Nokomis. You know, all three of the guys recognized in the BRS Museum have, I mean, all three of them are Hall of Famers. All three of them have legitimate
cases.
Standing to be in the best Illinois baseball players. You know, Bottomley was fifth in hits, over 2,300, sixth in runs, and just like all over, you know. I mean, he had 219 home runs, you know, batted 310, 1,422 RBIs, second only to Tomey, you know. So I mean, just an all around good player. It seems like he was a little bit out of my range age. I didn't see him playing growing up.
Played from 1922 to 1937, so not a lot of people did.
No, like maybe my great grandpa. You know, yeah, that might have been his age.
Era.
So, but like I said, still, you know, I mean, those numbers kind of speak for themselves. So
869 career OPS, which doesn't sound great during today's when you look at today's standards, but He played during an era where, I mean, first of all, OPS really was, at the time, I guess it wasn't really tracked, but...
Probably played without a helmet.
Probably,
which you got to have respect for the guys that, you know, just go up there, put their lives on...
have to research it, but I don't know when...
Put their lives
really,
on the line, yeah.
I don't know when helmets really made their way into the game. Gosh. But yeah, you mentioned Jim Bottomley. He never really recognized so much as a Cardinal. Or at least in the same breaths as the other Cardinal Hall of Famers, which is odd.
Yeah, I think it's probably a year thing. It's probably, you know, he's just a little bit before, but you know, he's definitely one of the Cardinal greats, I think. Yeah. You know, so
he also played during the era where numbers were just starting to make their debut. So
yeah, a long time ago, but you know, like I said, good overall ball player, you know, and. Mm-hmm. And has a fun nickname with Sunny Jim.
That's right.
As opposed to Rainy Jim, or
well, we can go over fun baseball nicknames during a future podcast.
Partially cloudy Jim.
Partially cloudy Jim. Sunny disposition, Jim Bottomley.
But you know him, and like I said, Ruffing too. One of the other honorees, second all time in wins and players born in Illinois.
Where was he from again? Ruffing?
I believe he was from Nokomis.
Okay.
I want to say because I believe Mr. Bottomley was from
Oglesby. Is what it says here. Yeah.
Yep, Oglesby, and then Schalk was from Harville/Litchfield.
Born in Harville, went to Litchfield.
Raised in Litchfield. Yeah. Spent most of his time, and then Ruffing, I want to say, was from Nokomis, but yeah. I don't know that 100%. Second all time in wins with 273, almost 2,000 strikeouts, 45 shutouts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you know, 4.1 Ks per nine.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty impressive, you know, for back then.
Whitey Herzog was from. Yeah. Sorry, I'm scanning this list.
He was, Athens. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, his playing career wasn't so much recognized, but
manager. Manager, you know, He would be my manager. One World Series win, three NL titles.
Here we go. Red Ruffin Granville is Granville. Where he was born. Yeah, I never even heard of that.
It's possible. It's probably a suburb of Colton.
It's out there. It probably doesn't even exist anymore.
It's a yeah.
Although
it's
if you are listening from Granville, I'm sorry for that.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I'm sorry for saying you don't exist anymore, but I'm not. I can't be familiar with every place in Illinois.
Yeah, I've always thought, you know, if I was going to move somewhere, it'd be Shafter, Illinois, and just build a house, like a really super long house that spans the town. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
I've been through there many a time.
Yeah.
Just driven by.
Yeah. It's my favorite joke's always, oh, I'm in Shafter. Yep. And then I'm out of Shafter.
I'm out of Shafter.
Yeah.
Van Buren'sburg is almost the same way.
Van Buren'sburg is a good town, too. The Berg, as they like to call it.
And you have to be careful because the speed limit changes to like 40 from 55 and real quick.
Yeah, so you usually want to pay attention on that, you know, but you don't want to speed anyway, kids.
I spoke to someone who lived in Van Buren'sburg once. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but there used to be what looked like a cop car who was just parked out there in a yard all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, whoever lived there did that on purpose to get people to slow down. I mean, the cop car was never active, but
that was a good move. I've been thinking about putting a random car in my yard, too. Yeah. I'm sure the city fathers of Hillsborough would really appreciate that.
Might get a letter.
But, like I said, the Nokomis guys, you know, Schalk, better defensive catcher than offense.
Immortalized in the movie 8 Men Out.
Yep. As kind of the jerk guy that nobody liked. Yeah. Still.
That's never cheated, right. Though.
Never cheated. They have some stuff about him at the White Sox, New Comiskey or whatever it's called now, Cell One Field.
It's something else. It's because it was Comiskey Park 2, then it was U.S. Cellular. It just got named something else, actually. And their logo is this giant red arrow pointing down.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so the White Sox, you know, front office management and ownership were not happy about that, and they're like, this is our logo. I mean, we're not going to change the logo just because it's like slashing credit rate field or something. I don't know. It's like, because it's decreasing your rate, and of course there's a red arrow pointing
slashing
down.
Slashing credit rate field.
That's paraphrasing. I don't know.
No,
that that's
I still,
right,
I know what
I
know what you mean, and
maybe next time you should consider what the logos are before going
maybe
into.
Maybe they can name it after the owner of the company, like Pete's Field.
Pete's Field.
Good
really
luck
generic.
With Pete.
This could be anybody. I'm Pete. I own this place. Who else you got from Illinois baseball players?
Go back to batting. Like I said, Jim Thome, Jim Bottomley, Kirby, Jim, quote unquote. Puckett.
Yeah.
I just felt bad that he didn't have a gym. Yeah. Kirby Puckett, sixth in hits in Illinois with 2,300, 207 home runs, 1,085.
Died far
RBIs.
Too young.
Yep. Died at 46.
Like 10 years ago, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't
not so long ago. 318 average, you know. He was another guy, kind of like Thome, that, you know, I mean, I'm sure they were just stud athletes, but you kind of look
couldn't
at
tell.
Him. You kind of look at him, and it's like, you know, I could be that guy. You know,
was more deceptive than Thome, though.
Oh,
because Thome, I mean, okay, you see him. This guy's a first
looks
baseman.
Like a big
guy.
Yeah.
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 Kirby Puckett didn't he play like center field?
Center field, yes.
Like, what is this guy doing in center field?
You got to love it.
Never would have made it in today's center field. Which maybe he would have. I don't know. Heck of an athlete.
And then two more old guys, Red Shanditz.
Yeah, and, Germantown.
Yep, and third in hits among the Illinois-born, fifth in runs. Mm-hmm. And then Lou Boudreau from another Hall of Famer from Cleveland Indians, 1,700 hits, 861 runs. A little bit further down on there, but still, you know. Also, the thing I like about Shanditz and Boudreau is that they could be player managers also. You know, both had quite a few wins in there. They're second and third to Herzog.
Of course, Shane Dienst, he got in on the Veterans Committee, I think.
I think
Herzog did too, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, good players, you know, and guys that deserve to be amongst the best.
Here's one, obviously, I mean, he'll never be mentioned in the same breath as the Hall of Fame unless he's buying a ticket, but Jason Isringhausen from
Flair. He was on my list. Yeah. You know, I mean, 300 saves.
That's good.
Maybe
a Cardinals Hall of Famer someday.
Top of all of them. I could see him as a Cardinals Hall of Famer. 7.4 Ks per nine.
That's not bad.
So, you know, I mean, 1,000 innings pitched, 830 strikeouts.
I see him on this list, and it's of OPS, which is not good because he's a pitcher. So
yeah, there's pitching lower on the on the totem pole. There.
I see a Staunton player back in 1944. Looks like his career started and ended in 1944.
Sure,
Lou Rochelli.
That's a new one to me. There were quite a few names I recognized.
He was born in Staunton, so maybe he didn't grow up there.
Jeff Facero.
Yeah,
you know, Springfield guy. Like you mentioned earlier before we started recording, Neil Katz.
Neil Katz, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, Jason Wirth currently.
Chatham Zone.
Yeah, so.
Although I don't know how often he comes back.
I don't know. He might. He's related to a couple other Illinois-born guys, Dick Schofield, junior and senior.
Yeah.
So that's, his mom was a Schofield.
Chatham's or Worth's mom was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good bloodlines then.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, those were, you know, serviceable players. The other one on my list, Robin Roberts from Springfield.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah. First in wins, 286. First in strikeouts, 2,357. 45 shutouts, 305. Complete games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a bygone era.
Yeah.
You know, another old baseball player. But yeah, like I said, modern era. I'd throw Isringhausen in there.
One we haven't mentioned is Gary Gaetti.
He was a good player. I'm not sure he's in the same level as some of.
He's seventh in hits among Illinois players. He's right below Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
Kirby Puckett had 2304 as far as hits is concerned.
How many years? But Gaetti played until he was like 78 years old.
20 years. 20-year career. Puckett played 12 years. That's a difference.
Yeah. See, I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, I think, and I'm not saying Gaetti wasn't a great player, but, you know, whenever you think of players, you know, even that, I mean, that's kind of my era whenever I was growing up.
Well,
so
that may have been why Gaetti or why Puckett's career didn't last very long was, you know, we talked about the shape he was in.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I think he had diabetes.
I think he did too, yeah.
Something like that. So he had some eye issues, I know. So, you know, like I said.
Wally Pipp was from Illinois. He's famous for getting hurt and losing his job.
Yeah, forever.
he's from Chicago, though, so. But yeah,
that's like Illinois.
Yeah. His name is now a baseball verb. You've been Wally Pipped. That's unfortunate.
It does sound unfortunate, yeah.
Oh, well.
You know. But, you know, anymore, yeah. You're not going to have guys with that kind of streaks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even remember. I don't even know what the current streak is, but it can't be too awful long, so.
Most starts?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Bagwell had one back in the day for a while.
Miguel Tejada had one, too. And
yeah.
Yeah. It didn't come anywhere. It didn't come near 2,000.
No.
So yeah.
It's, like I said, you know, a lot of good baseball players from Illinois.
We're going to have another, well, not yet. We might have had another one.
Sure.
But, Reed Detmers just announced that he's going to college. So
yeah, Reed will be going to Louisville, and he just having followed Reed's kind of career projection and everything, you kind of had the feeling that that's where he was going to wind up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told one of the Springfield stations that he got a couple calls early day two and turned them down. So
that's interesting. I wondered, because he kept sliding, and I wondered if his signability had anything to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And the Braves may have, you know, I mean, that late, you know, just take a flyer on him.
Right.
If you can decide to get him, great. If not, you know, you put in the work early to show that he's somebody that you're interested in.
Sure.
So, you know, I think whether they end up getting him or not, and whenever, if he, you know, continues to progress in his career. So,
well, he, unless, I mean, barring any kind of injury, he's talented enough. He's got good enough skill. He's going to, I mean, he's going to be drafted probably better.
Yeah,
he's going to pitch better, and he's
going to
be drafted higher. So he's going to, he stands to gain a lot more money than he would have if he were signed now.
Well, and he's going to a great program too. I mean, I think they were 52-8 this past year. Ended up losing to Florida, and then TCU in the College World Series. Yeah. But Louisville is, you know, as long as you stay away from Patino,
we won't get into that.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, they have a great baseball program, wish Reed the best of luck. I think he'll do excellent.
Probably, and he stands to spend less time in the minors too after going to college. That's usually the case. You go to college and get drafted, you're probably going to spend fewer years, fewer seasons
most
in the
likely,
minors.
Most likely. You know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in progression and where he'll top out, where he'll bottom out, you know. But he's got a good chance. Yeah. So should be fun.
Of course, his dad pitched in the minor leagues and
yep.
just couldn't quite crack the major league level.
Yeah, but pitched well, you know. Had some really good years for the Cardinals farm clubs, and you know, I'm sure that experience will help him kind of with guiding Reed to the next level if he wants to continue his career.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you want to continue on this? You want to move on to our next topic?
Why don't we go on?
Okay.
You know, like I said, if anybody feels the urge to espouse other Illinois baseball players, you know, let us know who we missed. You know,
yeah.
But like I said, I think Illinois is it's a target-rich environment.
Pretty good stock, yeah. Comes from the state. Let's move on to something a bit more. That was fun, but let's move on to something a bit more fun. We're gonna have a little draft, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And I don't have a coin, so I don't know who's gonna pick first.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. This is gonna be our, I guess, favorite stadium food or best stadium food?
Yeah, we'll go favorite stadium food. Because I tried to stick with mostly with things that I have actually experienced.
Okay.
Like the Kansas City Royals, they have two on USA Today's top list of unique baseball foods.
Uh-huh.
One is the Sunrise Dog.
Okay.
It's a hot dog.
So we're going really specific.
Hot dog. Well, no, most of mine are fairly general.
Okay, good.
But I'm just saying, you know, I was doing some research. I like to be prepared. I was a Cub Scout, not a Boy Scout. So I like to be kind of prepared.
Yeah.
Sunrise dog, hot dog, fried egg, bacon, gravy.
My.
Yes. That's a party in your mouth.
Yeah.
So.
That's savory.
I would be curious if I could get the bacon or the gravy on the side, because I'm afraid I'd
dip it like au jus sauce.
That's what I'd go with.
Yeah.
You know, I'd dip the hot dog in the gravy. Also on that list, pulled pork patty melt, which sounds simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
They use funnel cakes for buns.
Oh my.
Pulled pork, fried onions, cheddar, Monterey Jack.
Good grief.
Bacon. And a jalapeno spear. I don't even know what a jalapeno spear is. I don't know if it's like a giant. I'm picturing like something like a javelin with a jalapeno on the side. And
they have dill pickle spears, which are the pickles that are sliced into like quarters long way.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do that with a jalapeno.
I don't
know. It's so much smaller.
I have no desire to do that.
Love jalapenos, but boy, they don't love me.
I have a tiny little girl stomach, and
mine's not the stomach; it's my mouth that it ruins me.
Yeah, see,
you get one seed on your lips, and boy, it's unpleasant for the rest of the day.
Not a big fan of the peppers. Yeah. You know, I shy away from spicy. But anyway, so I have not had those yet.
Okay.
Yet. So.
But you plan on it.
But someday,
yeah.
God willing, I will. So, but anyway, yeah, I've kind of stuck with the ones I've experienced.
Okay.
You know, I have a couple sleeper picks for late in the rounds.
Okay.
But yeah.
I was going to basically just go generic, but since we're going specific.
If you want to, you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right. You want to go rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, let's do this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Hey, okay. I'm going first.
Dave's going first.
You know.
We're going to do serpentine, right? You know. I get two picks second round?
Yeah.
Or I get back
kind of like a fantasy draft?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. No, I've got to go with the, I think the Cardinals at Busch Stadium use the classic Hunter hot dog. I'm going to make that my number one pick.
I think that's.
I don't think you can go wrong with that.
No, because jumbo hot, especially, you know, you got to go jumbo. Jumbo hot dog.
There's no point in just getting the regular size.
No.
That's not a ballpark dog.
No, it's not. That won't make you sick. No. You know, you're not going to get leptospirosis from that.
No. I don't even know what that is.
No, I think that's that disease that Springfield got when the deers were urinating in Lake Springfield. I'm not sure you get that from a hot dog. I'm not saying you can't get it from hot dog, but
sure you can.
You know, jumbo. I think jumbo hot dog is. I think anything other than that would have been, than that as a first pick would have been a travesty. To be honest with you, You know, but I think so. What do you go with condiment wise for the hot dog?
Well, since they serve it to you plain, I just go catch mustard. So as far as my options are at the stadium. Now, if we were, if I had any pick of my litter, you know, I'd throw in some diced onions, maybe some jalapeno slices, depending on how
the jalapenos.
I like jalapenos. Now the slices are great, but
I'm
talking about eating like the whole raw jalapeno. While I enjoy it, it's not enjoyable after a while.
I'm a flyweight. I can't handle that. Same with the onions. Yeah. Can't do onions either.
Relish I don't like on my hot dog. I may be in the minority. I'm not a huge relish fan.
See, I go usually at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I go nothing.
Nothing?
I like the taste of the
that's good too.
Of the pig ears or whatever it is and the hot dogs, you know, or all beef or whatever it is.
You have got to be kidding me.
We'll have those every now and then. I felt it fit.
Sure, absolutely. But
either way, good old Hawk Harrelson.
But you know, I like going, you know, plain. If we're, you know, we've done the all-inclusive seats a couple times, and I go sauerkraut.
Okay.
I like sauerkraut a lot. So, you know, occasionally I'll go sauerkraut on the hot dog.
Yeah. Can't go wrong there.
At home, my mom taught me this, and you may consider it sacrilege, peanut butter.
I've heard of that. I haven't tried it.
It's good. Also works with bologna sandwiches.
I'm not a huge bologna fan. I can't do it.
I can't tell you the last time I bought bologna.
I don't like it.
It's probably not good.
It's so weird because fried bologna I've had, and it tastes good, but I still don't like it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Raw bologna I don't like, and then fried bologna, it tastes good, but it's still like, it's bologna.
It's kind of like the plywood of lunch meats. You know,
it exists.
It's just like smushed together, and I don't have any idea what's in bologna.
I don't care to know either.
I'm hoping for animal. Okay. So,
what is your pick?
Jumbo hot dog for first pick. I think that's a great one. Yeah. I think you have to go with that one. I am going to go second pick. I am going to go with nachos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a safe pick. I don't go jalapenos as we've discussed.
What are you going to say? What do you go with nachos?
I go with, you know, I like the cheese. Mm-hmm. I like, if I'm feeling a little adventurous, go chili and sour cream.
Sure.
And so, you know, go with the supreme nachos.
Any pico de gallo? I'm not a huge fan of pico de gallo.
I'm hit and miss with pico de gallo.
I don't like
it. It depends on how much cilantro is in there. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. But
you got the accurate pronunciation.
Yeah,
I would have just said cilantro, but it's okay.
You got to roll that R.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm not very big into the peppers. Like I said, maybe a little chili cheese nachos. That's good. You know, pulled pork is also a good option if they have some places have pulled pork nachos.
Yeah.
You know what though? The pork's not always that good. You know, you got to be careful. You know, you can't go with like just any old.
You better be getting these earlier in the game too.
Yeah.
Until later in the game.
And also, have you noticed like the chips seem staler at the end of the season?
Yeah.
Like, do they buy them all? Like,
I don't know how
you,
that works.
You would think that they would buy them all year round.
It's got to be like, it almost has to be like, you know, a regular restaurant style thing where you gotta buy them throughout the year.
Absolutely.
But maybe not.
I'm not sure. You know,
maybe they're just trying to unload product at that point.
Absolutely. Well, and here's the thing. I thought about this too, is the nachos in the baseball helmet.
I love that.
See, it's a great idea in theory. I mean, I like the visual of it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with a baseball cap that's, or helmet that smells like cheese?
Well, I would assume it's not, you're not going to, I don't know, is the helmet like as actual size helmet?
It's not like a, I mean, you can't wear it, but it's a decent size helmet. I mean, okay. I got a big head, so I can't put it on. But
it's
got to
be purely for souvenir purposes at that point.
Yeah,
you can't be wearing that thing.
No, but what are you going to do with that helmet? Like, are you going to put it, I mean, in
if
your
you have
house?
A man cave, then it can go
there.
Yes,
but, you know, that's really a one-time
thing.
Well,
like for me, in my office, I've got all these Cardinal bobbleheads. It would go up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, but, you know, and then your office is going to smell like cheese, because no matter how much you wash that, it's still going to smell like cheese.
Probably.
I feel like it's going to. Well,
then maybe not so, maybe an enclosed office like this wouldn't be such a good
maybe
spot.
Maybe not. See,
a larger... larger area.
Yeah, and I'm just not, I'm not sold on the ballpark, but, you know, I think...
Put it behind glass so nobody has to smell it. Although, when you go to clean it,
I
then
was gonna say,
you're going to have
you
a
got
nice
a
surprise.
Yeah. You know, I think the key to what to do is you order the ballpark nachos and the helmet, and then you give the helmet to a kid. Because, you know, who cares if he's got a stinky cheese hat?
How many kids are going to accept that? How many parents are going to let their kids accept that, though?
Probably not many. Probably gets you some on some sort of registry.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm going to go with nachos for second.
Okay.
For my second pick, I am going to go a little bit off, following on the same vein as our last conversation. I'm going to go ice cream and the mini helmet.
Okay.
Because there's nothing better than one of those little mini helmets. I remember Dairy Queen used to have them back in the day. Get Cherry Sundae with a little mini helmet. Or, you know, you can go Dippin' Dots now. They have them in the mini helmets.
See,
those are even more worthless than the other ones, but
worthless.
They're smaller.
See, I was going to say, do you, now I know it's ice cream, but would you consider ice cream and Dippin' Dots? I would go with Dippin' Dots as a separate thing.
I would go with Dippin' Dots as a separate.
Because I would have made that my second pick is Dippin' Dots.
I'll let you have.
Because I love Dippin' Dots.
I don't believe that it's really the ice cream of the. I mean, it's been the ice.
Well, yeah, it's
been the ice cream of the future for, you know.
There's got to be a better way.
25 years now. Yeah. I mean, is that really the future? I mean, if it's something's been of the future for 25 years,
it is fantastic on a hot day, though.
It's not bad.
It'll still melt, but not as quickly as regular ice cream.
Yeah.
So you're more likely to not spill it on yourself.
You know, that's true. And that's a danger for me.
It's a danger for everybody.
I was at the game on Thursday and almost tripped and fell and dropped nachos on a guy's head, which I have actually done before. I did it at opening day about 5 years ago, five or six. And
you cannot be serious!
It happens. It happens.
But you know, like I said, I'm gonna stick with ice cream.
Okay,
I'm ice cream in it, but it's got to be in a cup.
Mini helmet.
You know, in a mini helmet. You know, I don't want an ice cream cone. I'm not that talented of a person.
I don't really like the taste of ice cream cones. See, that's the thing. You have to eat it. In order to get to the rest of the ice cream, and it's like, well, I don't want this.
Well, in general, I enjoy.
Although waffle cones are good.
Waffle cones are good. I enjoy food being used as a vessel for other foods.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like whenever Taco Bell had the taco made out of a chicken breast, or the taco shell made out of chicken.
Yeah.
Never had that, but I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
So
innovation.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate innovation, but in this case, you know, got to be a baseball helmet, preferably, you know, a team that I would never ever cheer for.
okay.
You know, like I think I have a teal Marlins one.
No.
And whenever I say I have, I mean it's probably in my garage somewhere.
Okay.
So that's one of the things, you know, you just can't get rid of those. Those could be worth tens of pennies someday. I mean, like all of them. I mean, I probably have like 15, 20.
Mm.
So I always wanted to try to get all of them.
Find a diehard Marlins fan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody looking to, make
gather on their memory.
Who is their first pick? Preston? No,
was it Preston Wilson?
I don't think it was Preston Wilson.
Gosh, I don't remember.
I don't think it was somebody. Nigel Wilson, maybe. Pretty sure his last name was Wilson. Anyway,
I don't know that they ever even have guys who show up to their games, so
you could
probably count number of fans on two hands.
Get an Ozzie Guillen retro one, you know, before he got the axe.
Andres Galarraga was the Rockies.
Rockies. Him and Dante Bichette Rockies. I bet those guys could put away some ice cream.
I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
They could.
Anyway, mini baseball cup.
Yeah.
Full ice cream.
I said my second pick would be Dippin' Dots. I'm not going to expand on that anymore because we already kind of touched on it.
Another problem with Dippin' Dots is like if you spill them, you know, they're just going to roll everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can pick them back up though.
I wouldn't. Especially at a ballpark.
Probably not. Probably not the best idea.
Yeah, just leave it there. You're out of luck there.
I have seen people, though, like wait till people leave and then eat the other end of the hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names, my brother-in-law, but it's, you know, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's disgusting.
It is.
It's like eating things off room service trays in the hall.
It's a way to build up your immune system, I guess.
Also my brother-in-law. Okay.
He gone!
Yeah. My second pick, gosh, what would it...
Third pick.
Yeah, my third pick, because my second pick was
Serpentine Draft. Like,
yeah,
like
that's right.
Snake.
My third pick, we're in the third round, too. Gosh, what would it be? So many good things. You know, I don't know if it qualifies as food so much. I don't even know if they have them anymore. Those at Busch Stadium, those giant, like, slushy...
Oh yeah, the yard slushy.
I don't know what it's. I don't know what it's called. The thing was in like the giant test tube looking container.
Absolutely.
Whatever it was, those were good. I'd go with that.
I think that's got to count. You know. You know. Again, I don't know who are these people taking these home and using them again. It's like you know what.
Looks like a test tube.
I'm in meth dealers. I'm in the mood for an iced tea. I think I'd like to drink it out of something that's 2 feet long. You know, I need 2 feet of iced tea.
And really thin container.
And a really thin container.
Know, I have some vertical space, but horizontally, it's just not working out.
No. Yeah. What you do is you get about 12 of those and you give them to somebody for a wedding present. You know, it's like a set.
That would probably work really well for like, you know, wedding reception centerpieces.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's who's taking them.
That's probably who's taking them. Brides, you know, going through and picking up the
those come in creative old, colors too.
The old souvenir. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I've never actually drank anything that's come out of one of them. I mean, it looks like diabetes in a, in a bottle.
It's sweet.
So
it's, I am at, I, it, did you ever have the, was it the Misty from Dairy Queen?
Oh yeah.
Whatever the slushy is. It's similar to that.
I think they're called Arctic Rushes now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well,
because that sounds much more extreme.
It'll always be a Misty to me.
Yeah. So
they're good. They're sweet, but they're good.
Yeah, the slushy. I think the slushy's a good one. So, okay. So I'll go with my third pick. I'm going to go giant turkey leg.
Giant turkey leg. That's a good one.
Mainly because...
Before we go on, I should... We're not like this isn't baseball stadium specific either. This is like every stadium, right?
I've mainly gone with baseball, but
I guess other stadiums would sell different stuff too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. You know, I feel like stadium food is more or less stadium food.
Mm-hmm.
There are some possibilities for some other stuff. You know what? I might go bratwurst instead of a hot dog at a football game.
Sure.
Just for the sake of it.
Bratwurst has kind of an autumn feel to it.
It does.
Rather than a summertime.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe I'm in the minority who believes that, but yeah.
Sorry, my phone went off. Somebody from Edwardsville was calling me. I don't know anybody from Edwardsville.
So. Mark Smith's calling you.
Yeah, Mark Smith. He's just wondering what's up. He just said, hey.
He wants to be on the program.
Yeah. not the basketball playing Mark Smith, just some guy. He works at an Aldi's in Edwardsville.
He
so,
may have been an Edwardsville Tiger at one point.
But the giant smoked turkey, like the best part about the giant smoked turkey leg is that there's no way to eat it without looking like you're a caveman.
Those foods are always the best.
Yeah. I have a great picture of my wife and I at a Cardinal game where I am holding up a turkey leg and grinning like an idiot. It's one of my favorite pictures of all time from a Cardinal game. So
You really look like a barbarian if you have a giant turkey leg in one hand and, you know, a slushy or whatnot in the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so I think...
You can't put it down either, the turkey leg. You know, you're committed
no.
at that point.
No, and I'd like to think that it's healthy. I don't know
it's
that
a healthy
it is.
Meat.
Turkey's healthy for you.
Turkey's a healthy
so
meat.
So I'm not sure that it's healthy, but I want to say that it's healthy. I feel in my heart that it's healthy.
It's be better for you than a giant chicken leg.
You would think so. Yeah. And it's not fried. It's smoked.
That's right.
You know, so.
Just depends on how much seasoning is on it,
I guess. It's also another thing that I would like a side of gravy with.
That would make it not so
just,
healthy.
Just
to
dip
yeah.
it in. Yeah, you know.
It's okay.
I'd like a 12-ounce cup of gravy.
We're here for taste, not for healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I didn't get up to this weight by eating healthy.
Well, I'm not ordering a giant turkey leg to stay healthy. I don't care if it's healthy meat.
No, I'm ordering it for the
visual.
Not
eating ballpark food in general to stay healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll go with, for my fourth pick, this is going to be a little outside the box
mm-hmm.
In the Redbird Club at the Cardinals game, Asian stir fry.
Asian stir fry.
Comes in like a little box.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
You can get rice or noodles. I went noodles.
What do you go with? What's your preferred?
I went with noodles okay. and chicken. Yeah. Asian stir fry from the Redbird Club at the Cardinals game. I had it whenever I was sitting there at the Chelsea Man City game a few years ago at Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was just perfect. It had chopsticks. So I ate it
with
chopsticks.
Got that stuff with chopsticks.
It was, I felt a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Bougie,
yeah.
if you will. But still. Great meal. Also, I'm going to go out on a limb and say possibly healthy. You know, I'm not 100% sure on that.
I'm sure it is.
But for it's a good solid outside the box pick. You know, I'm not a
stir fry's got to be healthy. It's got a bunch
yeah,
of vegetables in it.
Exactly. You know,
probably healthier if you went with the rice than the noodles. But
probably.
Still.
You know, they fill that thing. Completely full too. Yeah. It weighs like 6 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, so hard to eat, which is always fun too. I'm gonna drop stuff down.
It's
me.
Great at a ballpark too.
I'm gonna drop stuff down me. Let's be honest.
Challenge
you know?
Accepted.
So let's add a little degree of difficulty.
It's
into
like
it.
George Costanza on Seinfeld eating ice cream at the tennis match.
Absolutely.
All over his face. Wish I had that sound clip. Oh well. Maybe next time.
Maybe. So, okay, fourth pick.
Is it me? Let's see. What would I go with? See, I want to throw peanuts in there just because it's a classic, but I don't think I want to go that high. I'll reserve... Well, I'm tipping my hand here. My fourth pick...
So how many rounds are we going?
I'd say five.
Five?
I'd say so five would be good.
I was going to say, you know, you can go ahead and save peanuts.
We can call it a five. You're going to throw
I'm
peanuts
not
in
pick,
there?
I'm not going to pick peanuts.
Okay.
You know why? Too much work.
It is a lot of work. It's like crab legs.
Whenever I was...
crab legs, they taste good, but it's a lot of work, and it's not worth it.
You're not talking about crab legs at the ballpark.
No, okay. No.
I was going to say, because, you know...
Can you get those there?
I don't know. I would
I'm
imagine
sure you could
so.
If you were in, like, a suite or something.
I know I know. In Los Angeles, they have sushi, so...
Well, in hockey games, they throw squid on the
Yeah,
on
but
the
I don't think that's a... I don't think they buy it from the concession
no,
stand.
No, probably not.
I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know. I've never been to Detroit
I don't know.
A hockey game there. So.
No, gosh. No, I'm not buying. I'm not talking about crab legs at a baseball game or whatnot. No, you know, I'll go with one that I haven't tasted yet, but I desire to is the Luther at the Grizzlies game, which is the burger that's on the Krispy Kreme donut.
I have.
Have you had
I
that?
I have had one,
okay.
And it's. A, it's not as messy as you might think it'd be.
Do you still eat it with your hands, or do you
yeah.
wrap it in napkin?
Oh, I wrap it in the foil wrapper or whatever.
Okay.
You know, actually, I have Mary do it for me. She's much
yeah.
much better.
I wouldn't want to eat it with my hands, just like straight on my hands.
Sure,
that would be
yeah,
too much.
You know, but like I said, what they do is they cut it and they cut the donut in half, and then mm-hmm. they grill the side the cut side. So it kind of forms a little bit of a crust.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. You know, it's not the best thing I've ever had. I had to get an insulin shot though. After it. but it was good. Like I said, I've tried it. It was worth eating.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers.
I haven't tried it yet. I want to try it. That's why I'm putting it on my list.
I think it's got potential. Yeah. So, I think that's a good one. Like I said,
you got to try it.
You got to have something oddball on there. Mm-hmm. You know, the crazy thing is that Asian stir fry may not be my oddball one.
Okay. Well, so is it my turn for a fifth pick?
Last
okay.
pick.
I guess we'll, because I can't think of anything else. And I am excluding like alcoholic beverages and everything. Cause I mean, there's nothing to that. Do I want to go with peanuts though? I guess I'll give them their due. It is a lot of work, but I do. It's nice to munch on.
Whenever
I'll go with the peanuts.
Whenever I was a kid, I used to eat the, or I used to suck the salt off the shells. I like pop the peanut, the whole shell.
Peanuts, shove the whole shell in
my mouth, and then just spit it out. I didn't even work for the peanuts. I just like the salt.
See, that's what I do with sunflower seeds. Like you'll see people put sunflower seeds in and like work your way around. No, I just like stick a handful in there and suck on it and then spit the wad out.
See, you know, I'll put the work in with the sunflower seeds,
okay.
but because I can do them just with my teeth, you know,
I can't.
I feel like the peanuts. I feel like it's more complicated. And then you have to take food that's been in your mouth and take it out. And
I'm sure whoever's cleaning up the stadiums loves that peanuts are sold there too.
Yeah, I used to have to do that. Whenever I worked in Arkansas, we were stadium interns. We cleaned up the ballpark, including go around to the grass areas and pick up peanut shells.
Mm.
And there's a special place in hell for whoever just made us do that. It was not fun.
I bet.
So, okay, for my last pick, I am going to go with Specialized this time. Washington Nationals ballpark, Ben's Half Smoke.
Ben's Half Smoke.
Ben's Half Smoke, quarter pound hot dog. It's half made of pork, half smoked sausage, covered in chili, mustard, and onions. I would go no onions, just because me and onions don't play nice all the time.
Yeah.
Ben's Half Smoke.
It sounds delicious.
It is like it's a staple, and there's a place called Ben's Chili Bowl. In Washington, and my brother-in-law swore by it whenever we went. Here's how good it is. I would still get it. Whenever we went to the Nationals game, it was 109 degrees.
Good grief.
I'm a big guy anyway, so sweat a little bit. But seriously, like there was a kid with a life vest in front of me, just the amount of sweat that was coming off me. It was just bad. But still. You know, and I had Grace in my arms at the time. She was about 1 year old. So I managed to eat a chili dog with mustard and onions on it and french fries. I had french fries too, without spilling it on my small infant daughter at the time.
Impressive.
So, yeah, but like I said, truly elevated the level of the hot dog up. I think that'll be my final pick. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty solid draft. And you know, we said we were going to go over the football schedules, but we're kind of running out of time here because we are trying to keep this to a time limit. We've been on for just about an hour.
Yeah, so you know what?
We'll push that off to
like
the next,
you said, yeah,
next week.
They're not going to change. No. I'm excited for football season. Mary and I use them as date nights.
I know so, this.
So it'll be good. Is there anything on the draft think that I got left off? Anything that, you know, you're feeling or any regrets about?
I threw peanuts on my number five, so I was kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel just because I didn't do any research, so I'm sure there's stuff. Jeez. I could have...
Radio guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, lazy
by
people.
The seat of their pants. Yeah. I would go. I mean, a couple other options. I would go chili cheese fries.
Oh, those are good.
Pulled pork.
It's good too.
Is usually pretty good. It's hard. It's
another one that's messy. You got to be careful.
Yeah. But you know,
the giant soft pretzel. I know it's pretty generic,
no,
but it's still good.
I'm a big fan of. I had a giant soft pretzel at the Muni the other night, and it was as the kids say these days, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, good list on there. But now I'm
hungry.
I'm pretty hungry right now. My only regret is I didn't get a beverage. You know, I didn't put a beverage on there.
Couldn't afford one with what the prices are nowadays.
It's true. Yeah. True. I just drink out of the bathroom sink most of the times.
All 12 of them that are lined up right next to each other.
Exactly. Yeah, I figure that's the most sanitary thing to do.
That is Kyle Hirschman. I am David Jenkins. Thank you again for joining us today on The Brushback with our debut podcast. We look forward to doing so many more of these, and we hope you will join us in the future. I'm sure we can talk about football next week.
Absolutely.
Among other things. I don't know what else we'll talk about.
It's hard telling.
Yeah. Again, you can find us online at WSMIRadio.com, exclusively at WSMIRadio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. At Brushback WSMI. You can follow us individually on Twitter as well. Kyle, I don't know what your handle is.
I have several. At Kyle Hirschman. At JN Sports is the work one. Sure. And at GLH Journey. That's Grace's. So.
There you go. I have one that I've been using primarily lately. I have a few, but one that I've been using primarily lately. It's at D Jenkins WSMI. So
there you
give
go.
Me a follow. I don't tweet all that often. I should, but I don't.
We like to call Kyle Hirschman one the JN Sports After Dark.
There you go. Tune in next week. Thanks again for joining us. So long.